And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Opening tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts is Wanderlust Theater Company's production of Eurydice by Sarah Rule. It is a modern twist on the Orpheus and Eurydice story. It will take place Thursday through Sunday. Performances tonight, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday at 2. Tickets for Eurydice by Wanderlust are available through the Acadiana Center for the Arts, their website, or by calling their box office. And of course, it will have a performance during Art Walk if you wanted to schedule it that way. The Connection Women's Networking Group will feature Natalie Harder, Dr. Natalie Harder, tomorrow for their meeting. She will be discussing South Louisiana Community College's critical role in Acadiana's economy. She, of course, is the chancellor of SLCC. Networking begins at 11:30 at the Petroleum Club and lunch at noon. For more information, please contact Connections Women's Networking Group. Opening on Friday at Cité des Arts, the play Visiting Mr. Green, directed by Bruce Cohn and starring Vincent Barra and Andrew Lee Vincent. It will run this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and the following weekend as well. There's a public meeting scheduled on strategies to address water issues, sponsored by the League of Women Voters. That will be on Saturday morning from 8:30 until noon. It's called Get Smart About Water. It's a public meeting, free and open to everyone. It is on the calendar for the Plan Lafayette Week as a part of activities. Plan Lafayette Week is going on now through next week. For more information or to take a look at their calendar, the website is planlafayette.com. And you can find out about all of the public activities and those which need a ticket. This Saturday at the Horse Farm, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will have their French at the Market celebration. There will be musical performances by immersion students at 8:30. At 9, Franco Jeune will be leading a French conversation circle open to anyone. And local musician Gainey Arsimal will lead the Cajun Jam, which is from 9 until 11. That is at the Horse Farm, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market. This Saturday at the Louisiana State Arboretum is a program called Bluebird Basics. If you're trying to attract bluebirds to your home and feeders, you can sign up for it. The Arboretum Nature Center is within Chico State Park, 6 miles north of Ville Platte. For more information, you can call the State Arboretum or stop by their website. This Saturday, the Bag Mat Ministry has a workshop to help you learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. It's 9 to 2 at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. All are invited to attend. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk, and among the many activities, there will be a Plan Lafayette event at the Lafayette Science Museum from 5 until 8. It is open to the public and no registration is required. There will be lots of information about the new comprehensive plan, the draft plan, and the four big ideas included in it. All are invited again during Second Saturday Art Walk at the Lafayette Science Museum from 5 to 8. Arts and Fleas, which has quite a number of artists participating in, will take place in Parc de Lafayette now every art walk from 5 until 10. There will be music in Parc de Lafayette as well for the Arts and Fleas. Lots of exhibits, some returning, some new. A collection of work by Megan Barra is at Cité des Arts called Silk Compositions. You can see that during art walk. On Saturday, the UL Symphony Orchestra will present a free concert in Angel Hall. They will be joined by quite a number of pre-college string players from throughout Louisiana. They'll be performing music by Mozart and Rimsky-Korsakov and many others. That's this Saturday, 7:30, a free concert in Angel Hall on the UL campus by the UL Symphony Orchestra. Boom Boom Burlesque presents Le Voyage d'Amour this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available at the door or online through Cité des Arts. And Betty Page Reveals All will be shown at the Cane Fire Film Series this coming Monday, February 10th, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It's at 7:30. There will be a Betty Page lookalike contest at 7:30, and then the film will be shown afterwards. Tickets are available at the door or by calling the ACA or going to their website. Les Mains Guidées continues at Vermilionville with M. Lemieux offering a workshop on open hearth cooking Tuesday, February 11th from 6 to 8. For more information, you can contact Vermilionville. And opening next week on the 13th, The Bumpy Road, A Journey Through Pregnancy, a production by Sarah Gauthier and Allison Baron Brandon. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also support KRVS securely at any time at our website. And each week we have a new music video posted on our website that was recorded and filmed in our studios, in Cypress Lake Studios, by Joanna Devine, Allison Bowl DeHart, and Peter DeHart. This week, Sunny Landreth is up, and tomorrow we will be putting a new music video up. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6, ATC from 6 to 7, Fresh Air, This American Life at 7, From the Shamrock Shore at 8, Franco Mix at 9, and Earthbeat at 10. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.